Hello and welcome to Vix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Vix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website. In the Vix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Vix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Vix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Today is March 13, 2003. 3 days ago, I was in Davenport celebrating the birth of Vix Beiderbecke on March 10, 1903, a little over 100 years ago, 100 years and 3 days to be precise. So today's edition of WBIX will be a tribute to Vix on the occasion of his centennial. I will play nothing but Vix recordings. Now, little did Vix know when he was born, or even when he was an adult, that 100 years later, his music and his life would be of such great interest to so many people. I just will mention a couple of items. You know that there are about 10 biographies of Vix. There's two of them coming from Great Britain, Bugles for Beiderbecke and Vix Beiderbecke, Bugles by Charles Waring, by Charles Waring and George Garlick, Vix Beiderbecke by Bernard James. There are three American discographies, Vix Man and Legend by Sodhalder and Evans, Vix The Story of the Leon Beiderbecke by Evans and Evans, and Vix Jazz Age Genius, a biography for little ones, young ones. There is a German biography. There are two Italian, one of them a biodiscography, the other a biography. And there is one French biography in the works, for a total of 10. Pretty amazing for a guy whose active recording and playing career lasted for about 6 years. There are also 7 PhD dissertations. There are several editions of the Complete Vix, or Almost Complete Vix. There is the Italian Vixology series way back. There is the French Masters of Jazz series, and of course there is 2 American editions, the Sunbeam from the 1980s and the current Vix Restored series. And finally, if I may say so, there is a gigantic website dedicated to Vix Beiderbecke. Well, so I'm sure Vix would have been pleased with the interest in his music, because it's the music that counts. Well, let's get started with the music then. I will try to play representative recordings from each of the stages of development of pigs. Of course, we start with the wolverines. And I'd like to play Copenhagen, a composition by Davis and Melrose, recorded on May 6, 1924 in Richmond, Indiana, with Big Spiderbeck on cornet, Jimmy Harper on clarinet, George Johnson on tenor sax, Dick Voino on piano, Bob Gillette on guitar in this one, Min Liebrook on brass bass, and Vic Moore on drums. I will follow that with a composition by Rodmich and Conley, Tijuana, recorded on October 8, 1924 at the Jeanette Studios, New York City, with the same band that I listed in the case of Copenhagen, the only difference being that now Bob Gillette plays the banjo. So let's listen then to Bix with the Wolverines in 1924.
Thank you.
I believe Tijuana is my favorite Wolverine's recording. Okay, let's now move to the Gene Golcat Orchestra. And I will first play, I'm going to try to play things which are not as commonly played as others anyway. Let me get going here with the Gene Golcat Orchestra and Sonny Disposition. This was recorded on February 3rd, 1927, the day before the Immortal Singing the Blues in New York. This is a composition by George Gershwin. And I'm going to play take three with Fred Farrar, Red Ludwig, and Big Spider. Fred Farrar and Red Ludwig on trumpet, Big Spiderbeck on cornet, Bill Rankin, Spiegel, Wilcox on trombone, Doc Riker, Frank Trombauer, Danny Polo on reeds, Paul Mertz on piano, Howdy Quixell on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Venuti on violin, Steve Brown on string bass, John Seymour Howe on drums, and the vocals is by the Reveliers. I will follow that with take four of Slow River. This is a composition by Myers and Schwab, arranged by Bill Challis. The composition of the band is the same as almost as the one I mentioned for Sonny Disposition, except that Risking replaces Paul Mertz. Don Murray replaces Danny Polo, and Venuti and Lang are omitted. So this is one of the few recordings of the Gene Golcat Orchestra without Venuti and Lang. It's still a very nice one. So let's now listen to Big Spiderbeck with the Gene Golcat Orchestra in 1927. The date for Slow River, the date of the recording for Slow River, which was done in Camden, New Jersey, and is a composition by Myers and Schwab, is May 6, 1927. Bix with Golcat, 1927.
Thank you.
I love that recording. There's great stuff there by Trumbauer and Steve Brown, and a short but magnificent solo by Bix. Okay, now we move to the Frank Trumbauer Orchestra, and I would like to play a couple of numbers. The first one will be Ostrich Walk, composition by La Rocca and Shields, arranged by Bill Challis. But of course, we know that Bix had a lot to do with that arrangement, as Bill Challis told us. The recording is from May 9, 1927, with Bix on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Frank Trumbauer on C melody, Don Murray on clarinet, tenor sax, Doc Riker on alto sax, Irvin Riskin on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. I will follow that with my personal favorite, all-time favorite by Bix. This is May 13, 1927, I'm Coming, Virginia, composition by Haywood, arranged by Riskin. The personnel is exactly the same as in the previous one. So let's listen then to two Trumbauer recordings of 1927 with Bix.
Thank you. that is a masterpiece. Eddie Lang on guitar is fantastic. Chauncey Morehouse with the cymbals, that's so much. And of course, Bix at his best. Okay, now I would like to turn to a couple of recordings by Bix Beiderbecke and his gang. And the ones that I'm choosing are the ones from his early recordings as the gang, because they include the great bass saxophonist Adrian Rollini. So the two sides that I have chosen are Royal Garden Blues, a composition by Williams & Williams, recorded on October 5th, 1927. And this was released as the New Orleans Lucky Seven. And I will follow that with the October 25th recording, October 25th, 1927, recording of Goose Pimples, a composition by Trent and Henderson, released as the New Orleans Lucky Seven. So here is then, or here are, Bix and his gang in 1927. The gang consists of Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Don Murray on clarinet, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Frank Signorelli on piano, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. Bix and his gang, 1927. I think that those two notes over the piano by Frank Signorelli fit perfectly well. Some people claim that it's a mistake. I think they are just on target. And see how powerful Bix gets at the end of the recording. All right, now we move to the last stage of Bix's career, his year with Paul Wineman. And I had a hard time choosing what to play here, but I finally settled on two of my favorites, Changes and From Monday On, of course. I think it's about right to end with her From Monday On. I'm going to play take two of Changes, recorded on November 23rd, 1927, with Henry Bossi, Charlie Margolis on trumpet, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Wilbert Hall, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, Nye Mayhew, Jess Haslett, Hal McLean on alto sax, Charles Strickfaden on alto or baritone sax, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnek, Mario Perry on violin, Harry Perella on piano, Steve Brown on string bass, Mike Trafficante on brass bass, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Hal McDonald on drums, and the vocal is by Bing Crosby with Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylor, Austin Young, Harry Barris, and Al Rinker. This is an arrangement by Bill Challis. It's a magnificent recording. I will follow that then with From Monday On. We have three takes of From Monday On to choose from. I decided on take four. That was recorded on February 28, 1928 with Tommy Satterfield as the recording director. This is an arrangement by Matty Malnek, and the personnel includes... now, this is really tough because I have the little booklet from Bix Restored, and I have to be careful as to what changes are made with respect to the previous recordings. I think I'll pass on that. It's simply the Paul Wineman Orchestra with Bix, and again, Bing Crosby with Al Rinker, Charles Gaylor, Austin Young, and Jack Fulton. Great vocal there. So, here is then Bix with Paul Wineman in 1927 and in 1928.
Hear that minor strain, but don't, but don't, but don't. He changes into B, changes into C, changes into D, changes into E, as easy as the weatherman. Now it's getting kind of cold, getting kind of hot. Listen, I forgot, since he was a tot, he's been the talk of Dixieland.
My cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We picked on Monday because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when he says love, honor, and obey. I'll be happy from Monday on.
Well, we have come to an end of today's edition of WBIX, dedicated to the centenary of Bix. In his honor, I'm going to play I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure, which is the usual number that I play at the end of these programs, except that this time I will not interrupt it with my talking. So I hope that you can join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station associated with the Bixography website, for another edition of Bix is Alive. So here is I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure, 1930. Bix Beiderbecke and his orchestra.
Thank you.